Learning Masech the Sugya Daf Yechesem and Beis, I want to speak a little bit about Daf Yechesem and Aleph, a few Oros on the Sugya, and then Lavad Be'emtsa with the Gemara of Arubah Shebabayis, and then we'll speak a little bit about the Inyan and Pitikirayt V'seisim that we have here in Yechesem and Beis. The Gemara in the Machlokes of Ein Lavad Be'emtsa, Pligi Baravacha V'Ravina, because really the Minatzad, we find that as long as there's no three Tvachim of Avir between the Daifin and the Schach, it's kosher, because you say lavad. And the question is that only min atzad? Let's say it's in the middle of the sukkah. So then you have a machlekes of Acher and Ravina, if one says that you say lavad, but one says no, ain't lavad b'emtza, so even if it's less than three tvachim, there's no shir, and it would pass all the sukkah. And the Gemara says, why does a man the Amr old yesh lavad b'emtza? He has a raya from two kairos, one coming from one wall, one coming from the other wall, and there's less than three tefachim between them, it's kasher. And the man, the yom, that says, ain't love of them souls, it's different because kairis are their abana. And then the Gemara says that we have, what's the raya of that there is love of them, son? What's the raya? I mean, there's no love of them, son, because you have an aruba babayis, you have a skylight, and if there's tumma under the aruba, the bayis is tar. If there's tumma in the bayis, whatever's under the aruba is tar, you don't say love it to make it one oil. And there's two cases, one with the Besech Taf and without a Besech Taf. Chtaisa says that the exact same din, just Yimachalika because of the other dinim in the Mishnah. But Al Kabanim, you see from there that you don't say the Tumah under the Aruba is Matam in the Bayis because of Lavad, who then you don't say the other way, that the Tumah that's in the Bayis is Matam under the Aruba because of Lavad. Vice they say in Lavad Bamsa. And the Gemara says, what is the other one? Old Shani Hilchas Tumah Dahachi Gemiruluhu, there's Exarius Akasa by Tumah, you don't say Lavad. So Aruch Leir brings the kasha from the Chazay Nochum in the Mishnayis there. Then how could you say it's Alsein Lavad Be'emtza? Taisus asks the kasha, how could you possibly say Lavad Be'emtza? What, one little crack in a sukkah will be a problem? How could you have a sukkah that has holes in the schach? All sukkahs have holes in the schach. It has to be mamish like a house, like a solid roof. How else would it work? Sanfa Taisus is not a kasha. Because it only works when the Avir goes and is mechalik the sukkah. From one end to the other end, it's mechalik the entire sukkah from end to end. There you have a din that you need lavad. There you have a din of ein lavad be'emtza. Mashain kain, when you just have the kavim, that's not a problem b'chlal. As we state in Taisus. Sefek the chazay nochum, so here by Aruba, it's not being mechalik the bias here from one end to the other. Aruba is just one little skylight. Yeah, tefach, lish tefach, but al kapanim, it's not going from one end to the other. So behechach, you're going to have to say that it's a new din, shani hilchas tum adachi gemir luhu. You can't just say the din of ein lavad b'emtza, because that would only apply if it's separating the entire house from end to end. So the Aruch Ner says, the chayzanochim was machach and said that maybe Rubah b'ayis usu in the havimina was going all the way from end to end. The shayla is then was with also a tefach, less than a tefach, but the length was going from end to end. So Aruch Ner says it's not a kasha b'chlal. By sukkah, if it doesn't go from end to end, so then we about to have a sheer extra sukkah. So on all the rest, you say pesel yetzim in a sukkah. Unless it's separated by avir, so then you could be machshin entire sukkah as pesel yetzim in a sukkah. It's not the pshat that you only say a klal of ein lavad b'emtza when it goes from end to end, and when it doesn't go from end to end, then you say yesh lavad. Pshat is loyalim, you say ein lavad b'emtza. It doesn't matter if it goes from end to end or not. The pshat is that when you don't have the schach going from end to end, so now let's all mitzdarif into one sukkah, aydei didn't have pesel yetzim in a sukkah, needn't kesukkah. And that's mavur in the tais earlier in daf yitzayin and aleph, even by three tvachim. If the three tefachim don't go from end to end, Taisa says, it's not going to be a problem. Because you have a kosher, a sukkah, where you don't have the avir, and that will be machshir the entire sukkah. As I am for the Aruch Lanet. So, fact that Kilis Yankov, if you look good in Taisa's there, and Afid Zayin, the Vimaskal Avir Paisal, he does say this Yisayid, but only in the case where, by the Kaisalem Tzai, you have a full seven tefachim. In other words, if the avir doesn't split the entire sukkah. So, by the Kaisalem Tzai, you have three walls with seven tefachim, then you can say pesel yetzim in a sukkah nidin kesukkah. Mashengin, if you have your aver of 3x3 tefachim, there we hold yesh lavad b'emtza. If you have the aver 3x3 tefachim, and the Avir is within 7 Tvachim of the middle wall, Taisus wasn't so sure. Maybe then you don't have a Shia of 7 Tvachim, and you can never be Mitzarif a Shia of 7 Tvachim, because the Avir will always be Mafsik. Now, when you have a little Nekavim, Avad, there's no klal that the Sukkah for the first 7 Tvachim from the middle wall has to be Muvakim and Bayis. Avad, the entire Sach is little Nekavim. So Elamai, the Pshat and Taisus is, like the Chazarachim thought, and the Pshat is that the only time you say Ein Lavid Bamsa is when it goes Minakatsa Lakatsa. Whenever it doesn't go Minakatsa Katsa, you say Lavid. So Vayit Shver, what was the Havim in a Bayaruba? That it goes towards Ein Lavid Bamsa, it's not going Minakatsa Lakatsa. That's what the Snipler asks on the Aruch Lanesh Teretz. And the Snipler himself has a Teretz, but it's totally on the Reb Chaim that Bez Hashem will try to speak at the Reb Chaim in the next year, Daf Yitesim and Aleph. But right now, it can't be Marech and the Stipless Teretz. I'll just mention Reb Shmuel Zavsky, Mamer says exactly the same Teretz, they were Mechavim together, these two Gedalim, but I'll call him. The Sras Emes says it's not Shver, because he wants to say that it's a Deichach. He anyway doesn't want to say they love Bemsa. The case of Ein Lava Bemsa is only when it goes Menekatsa Lekatsa. But if it doesn't go minakatsa lakatsa, you say lavad vasachilik. He wants to say it must be that basidi bayahad ishita comes at negeila alacha. That from this taisis is mavur that no, that any time it's not going minakatsa lakatsa, so since it's all one big hemshach of the schach, the avir, even without lavad, can't be mafsik, and you'll have one big sukkah, especially it's in a sukkah, and you'll be able to have the hechsha sukkah. The whole shmuz of avir, even by 3 tvachim, it's only when it's going minakatsa lakatsa, like Taisus there says, even though it's mesupik in this case, where you don't have a shir sukkah, kenegah the day for himself, but he writes to tzadim, and here obviously it was nifshat, that always will work. But that's one ara. Again, the shaila was, how could you have a havim in the ghost, so it's a love them, so it's not going minakatsa lakatsa? And the teretz is, like the Aruch Laner, dafka by sukkah, it's only when it goes mikatsa lakatsa, because there it could be mitzur of the different parts to make a heksha sukkah, al tzadin and pesel yetzim in a sukkah. Mashege by tumma is not chayach that svara b'chlal. Another kasha d'Aruch Laner says, if you're going to go tzu by aruba, al tzain lovid b'amsa sukkumtes, let's say the aruba would be minatzad. Let's say the aruba would be minatzad. You'd have a space between the wall and the roof, so then you'd say lovid. If you're going to Atzachi Gemiru Luhu, so then you wouldn't say Lava. But if you're going to its Ein Lava Bemsa, you'd say Lava. Come out of Ebi Chiddush Ladin. Then whenever the space, the Aruba, is all the way on the side of the wall, the Din would be as you do say Lava, and it is the star. If you say, oh, fine, such a Din, and Masechta Sa'olas Bechlal. But it's interesting, the Svasemna says that is a Din, and the Svasemna says even a very big Chiddush. He says, Rashi says, Ta'achi Gemiru Luhu Misinai Dein Lava Bemsa. He doesn't say the Achi Gemir Luhu Misinai, there's no Lavid by Hilchas Tumma. He says, Rashi says, the Achi Gemir Luhu Misinai, they ain't Lavid B'Emtza. So it sounds like evenly done that we say Achi Gemir Luhu, we all Yesh Lavid B'Emtza, and Tumma's Achi Gemir Luhu, the Gemiri is Dafka B'Emtza, Vloim Minatzan, and the Shasemet holds the Halacha, if the space would be Minatzan, you would say Lavid, a very big Kiddush. But the Stipe says a Geshmak of Art. He says, Taisus explains that Ain't Lavid B'Emtza means only in a Gag. In Mechitzis, you say Lavid. Taisus on top the maskum ain't loved b'emtza. What's the vart? Ain't loved b'emtza really means ain't loved begag. So how come in that side you say loved? In that side you say loved, zuck the snipe, because that's not a loved in the gag. That's the chiluk the emtza in the side. Really, ain't loved b'emtza means ain't loved begag. So how come in that side you say loved? Because I don't need loved in the gag. I can make the mechitza loved to the gag. I don't need that the gag should be loved to the mechitza. I can make the mechitza loved to the gag. So when it's minatzad, that's not called the lovet in the gag, that's called the lovet in the mechitza. That's what the sniper explains. So that would be by sukkah. By sukkah, there's a din mechitza, there's a din schach. The mechitzas have to be connected to the schach. So if the space is in the schach, you have to say lovet in the schach, that you don't say. Now, saying that the space is between the mechitza and the schach, so I don't have to say that the schach is lovet to the mechitza, because in schach I don't say lovet. I could say the mechitza is lovet to the schach, because in the wall I say lovet. There is no dinim in the mechitza b'chlam. There's no such thing. The mechitza is lovet to the wall. Right? That wouldn't work. That wouldn't make it a gag or ois gag. The whole din is in the gag. Since there's no dinim in the mechitza, so it can't be a difference between emtza and tzad. This emtza and tzad really is between mechitza and gag. By tzad, you could say lovet from the mechitza. By emtza, you can't. And it's lovet of the gag. By tum, it's always going to be lovet of the gag. And therefore, my tumma, it's always going to be a problem of ein lavad b'emtza. That's the second hour. The third hour is the plain Yeshua's kasha, that the Gemara wanted to say it's as ein lavad b'emtza, not atzochas tumma gemiri. Well, what about in a wall? You see, the Mishnah says in the Halas, if you have tumma in a house, and in the wall there's a pesach tefach al tefach, so the tumma goes to the next house. The tumma, if there's no tefach al tefach, so the tumma stays in this house. It, the other house is not considered to be the same oil. But if it's a place of tefach al tefach, so then the tumma travels from this house to the next house. So why don't you say lovud? Then you can't say a lovud bamsa, because that's a wool, and by a wool you don't say lovud bamsa. So he wants to say the answer is because yana din is a din derabanan. I don't want to go into it. Also, it's a din in olas. But he brings the Ritvan, it's interesting that the Gemara brings both cases. The Ritvan brings the Reisha of Arum B'Shu Abayin Shubba Peseach Tafach. And the Ritvan brings the Seifam of Arum B'Shu Abayin Shubba Peseach Tafach. And they really say the same din. Tumma Tachas Abayin Shubba Peseach Tafach. Tumma Tachas Abayin Shubba Peseach Tafach. But Zog the Ritvan that the Kash of the Gemara is dafka from the safe of Ein B'Peseach Tafach. When it has a Peseach Tafach, not the Gemara knew the whole time that a Peseach Tafach Lagabi Tumah is like Gimel Tvachim of Kalatar Kula. Tafach is a big chashivus Lagabi Tumah. Avadi won't say Lovud when it's a Peseach Tafach. The whole Gemara was discussing they didn't Lovud when you don't have a Tafach. So if he's there, the Peyeshua's Kasha wouldn't be Shver. Peyeshua brings this down. So Avadi that would answer why a Tafach al Tafach would bring Tumah from one house to the other. Avadi can't say lovud because there's a Peseach Tefach. The whole Gemara's kasha was when the Ruba is not a Tefach. The Aruch Haner has a whole teretz in another Hezbollah in Ein Lovud Be'emsa that would answer his kasha from the lovud min Atzad and the Pnei Yisru's kasha from lovud in the womb, but Ein Kamakam Ha'arich. And now let's see the sugi here in the Fechesim Amaze that starts in Chesim and Aleph, the Sichin Hagabe Achsadah Sheish Lepetzimim. But there you have the Machlekes Abayin and Rava, if you say Pitik or Yoyed Vesesim. According to Rashi, is talking about we have all three mechitzas. All three mechitzas don't have defanes. All three sides don't have mechitzas. It's an achsanja. It's a chatzish mekefes achsanja from all three sides, and it's more than dalad amis. You don't say deif and akuma, and you could say pitikra on all three sides according to Rashi. And according to Taisus, like we'll see, it's only when you already have two mechitzas then the issue is you say pitikra on the third side. So first about Petzimen, the Gemara says if it has Petzimen, the Reakol is Ksheira. Rashi says Petzimen is Amudim, Kamin Chalaynes, they're pillars, they're like windows. Ubenayim Pachas Mishleisha, and between the Amudim is less than three Tvachim. So you say Lavud. Now that's interesting because there is a Lashon at the end of the Sugya that Faket. They only argue by Yesh Lepetzimen, and by Ein Lepetzimen, the Reakol is Psula, and by Yesh Lepetzimen is the Machlekes. So according to Rashi, why would Rava say, according to that Lashon, if it's Ein Lav Semen, it does, if it's Yesh Lav Semen, it doesn't work, it's Mamish Lavud. There's not a question of Ganasik there, it's Mamish Lavud. So the Gemara there explains that the reason why Rava doesn't hold of Ganasik is because the Mechitzas aren't made, the Mechitzas of the Achsanja weren't made for the Sukkah, they were made for the Achsanja. They were made for the inside of the Achsanja, not for outside the Achsanja, which is the Sukkah. So Rashi says in that Lashon, you have to say Lavud also works that way. Very bechidish, there should be a Lashon. We know Paschal like the Lashon was in Hilchas Lekalish Nekama, but there would be a Lashon on Kavanim where Rava held that even Lavud is only said b'negei the mechitza that it was intended for, but not b'negei the outside. That would be a tremendous chidish. But the Ran writes that the Rif had a different pshat in Tzimin. The Rif doesn't really write the pshat, he just makes a picture. But the Ran understands from the picture that the Rif made that psimen means two psimen, one on each side. That's a pshat psimen. And why does it work? Why is the Reakol Ksheira? Because when it has psimen, so that makes a ksas stima in the daifin. And when there is already a stima in the daifin, then the kulal means say pitikirayit v'seisim. So psimen is not a naya din. There's not a different din of lavud. It's the din of pitikra that when there's no psimen, then it's a shayla if you say pitikra. But when there's psimen, according to this lashon, the kulal means say pitikra because psimen make a din pitikra. So it fits a little bit better that there should be a Lashon that even if it has psimen, then Rava holds it's no good, because good, so you don't say pitikra, because pitikra you need a teicha, so you're not if it's done l'chutz. But there's no Lashon that you don't say lavud. Now we'll see, in the Gemara later on Daf Yitesim and Aleph, at the end of the sugi, the Gemara comes out with Rav Kana and Rav Ashi that when you have the psimen on the outside of the sukkah, That was the Gemara's case there. The Tzimin were not inside the sukkah, they were near me b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim. They were on the outside of the sukkah, and it still works. Now Rashi had to make a new case, because Rashi says Tzimin work out love, and there only was one patsim that was on the outside of the sukkah, or maybe the most two, because if Tzimin were outside of the sukkah, clearly you don't have a wall with lovin. So there Rashi says if Tzimin are to make the third wall. Even though Rashi, the whole sugya learned, they already had that, yeah, that they were dealing with all three walls, but that Gemara, you have to say, was only dealing with one wall, because since the Gemara was being maksha with the Petzimin that were outside the sukkah, so Rashi says it only works for that tefach. And Taiz even was bothered, even for the tefach, why should it work? It's not in the sukkah, how could it work? But lefi l'rif, it's much better, because if the Petzimin are just two p'simen, and they work because once you have the start of the mechitza, it's easy to say p'tikra v'seisim. So even if it's outside the sukkah, if it's by the achsadra, but still, l'maisa, it makes a more of a tzad to say p'tikra v'seisim, because there are p'simen there, even though they're near me b'chutz, and therefore you could say p'tikra because of the p'simen, it fits much better. So b'kitza, Rashi's p'simen means that you have a kana almond every three tfachim, and it has mamish a mechitza of lavud. And then it's a big chiddush why that shouldn't work according to one lashon. But the Rif holds that psimen means two psimen, and it works out spitikra. So, and also, according to Rashi, the nirim b'chutz has to work just for the third wall to make a tefach. According to the Rif, the nirim b'chutz could work stam, the psimen make a pitikra. Now, we had a gemara before Daftalanam in Beis that Abaya held that an omud in a sukkah could become a sukkah because of ganasik mechisasa. And Rava says, bina mechitzas nikaris v'leka. And we spoke about it there, that the Yisayda Davar is that you need a Mechitza Mamashi, you need a Daifin. But Taisus is bothered, so why does Pitika work? And Taisus says that's called Nikaris. That's a Shtikal Chiddush that could be called Nikaris. I guess because the Pitika, you could see it in the Sukkah. They merely have the beginning of the Mechitza. And that makes the whole Mechitza called the Mechitza Nikaris. And Stifla, nice, he's a little bit bothered. According to Taisus, Taisus learns in the sugya, Rashi learns that Achsadra Vibika means that you need mechitzas on all three sides, but Taisus says no, that if you need mechitzas on all three sides, it won't work. It must be you have already two sides. So the Chayyah, the Pitikra, is only for the third side. Then the third side, the Gemara is Mivor and Davzayin, and Tzuras, the Pesach also works for the third side. So the third side, you don't really need mechitzas, Nikaris, Mamashiyas. The Chayyah, the third side would be good without the mechitzas. But he says, Pashit, that's only when you have a tefach. As we spoke about then, you need the tefach, you need at least one mamasha stick of tefach in order to be called two mechitzas in a tefach. He says, that's why Taisus was so bothered, the Chazanish says as he brings, that's why Taisus was bothered by Nirim Mibachutz. Because the emphasis we find in Erevin, that when you have a lechi, which is Nirim Mibachutz, when a lechi works Mishum Mechitza, Nirim Mibachutz also works. Pashas even Midaraisa. Like when you have two mechitzas and a lechi, two mechitzas come in mavi, zeh keneged zeh, and you have a lechi, and that makes it rishus liyachad deraisa, like we had before, lechi mishum mechitza. Even if the lechi is near mibachutz, it also works to make a mishum mechitza. So why was Taisus so bothered that the tefach is near mibachutz? Near mibachutz could be a mechitza. As Dr. Steiblum, it could be a mechitza that could be seis in the wall, but it can't be the tefach. The tefach has to be a daifin, a mechitzas nikaris, if it's not in the sukkah, so even though it could have a din of lechim yishum mechitza, but it still won't be a tefach. The tefach has to be more than a mechitza, like we said then. The tefach has to be a daifin, and the mela, it wouldn't work like abe sukkah. But that's a chiddush with all that, but the p tikkur, since it's nikar in the sukkah, that could have a din daifin like abe sukkah. Now the Gemara brings the machlekes ravishul by achsadru vibika. And like we said, again, Rashi and Taisus, Skola, Shitasam, Rashi learns Achsadra Vibika means when there's no mechitzas. And that's why in Rav holds that it's mutta, even when there's no mechitzas, you say Pitikur Evisayasam without any mechitzas. And even according to Shmuel, that says, that's only because there's no mechitzas. If you even have one mechitza, then it works. That's what Rashi learns in Gemara and Erevin in the ninth parak, the Tzadik Dal on the base. But Taisus holds no. Taisus holds that even according to Rav, you need at least two mechitzas kimin gam, or three mechitzas, and in those cases say pitikra, but less than two mechitzas kimin gam, you don't say pitikra. And according to Shmuel, three mechitzas also don't work, you need a little bit on the fourth side, then it would work according to Shmuel too. So Taisus is very bothered. Our sugya says that Rav asked Abaye Akasha, what would you say if it's hifchas deifin and tzai, would you say that then also you would say pitikra yayid v'seisim? And the Abaye said, no, then I agree, because that's mefulish. So you see, Klar, this chiluk, that when you have two mechises, zeh keneged zeh, and it's mefulish, you don't say pitikra, even according to Abaye. So when do you say pitikra? You have to say, when it's two mechises kemin gam, where there it's not mefulish, like the Gemara's lush, and hifchus deifin and tsoi. But otherwise, you don't say pitikra. How could Rashi say that you say pitikra without any mechises? And he also asked a kasha from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadikei, which talks about Mavoyis Samufalashay, so Rabbi Huda says it then, that it becomes a Rishus HaYachim because of Pitikra Evesesim. But the Rabbanan argue. Why? According to Rashi, everyone agrees when there's one Mechitza, and certainly when there's two Mechitza, Zek and Eg and Zek, that you say Pitikra Evesesim. Elamite is no such thing. Whenever you don't have two Mechitzas Kimin Gam, even according to Rav, you never say Pitikra Evesesim. You need either two Mechitzas Kimin Gam, or three mechitzas, then you have a mechalikas Rav and Shmuel, and when you have a little bit on the fourth side, then even Shmuel's made it. That's Shita Stasis. So how do you answer Rashi? So ready to say for Hashlama here says that Rashi is a special din of Baki Barabim. When the Rabim go through it, that is the Pitikra Evesesim. Baki Barabim is a different din. Arachanei also writes, I mean, Rashi really says it. Rashi says it's Asi Lebekias, Kapanjo Lebekias Rabim. So it's not that you have two mechitzas, is not a problem. You don't need any mechitzas. But when you have bekiyas ramim, so that's why it's afsaju bebika. Afsaju bebika doesn't have bekiyas ramim. So memela, you'd say pitikra evesaisa. But if you make a sukkah in a place, and sifkas defenem tzais, and now it becomes an area with through traffic of bekiyas ramim, that's when you don't say pitikra evesaisa. Now the Riv and the Rambam write a nusach, that according to Rav, you need three mechitzas in order to say pitikra evesaisa. They don't say that two mechitzas come in gam, you say pitikra evesesim. So in fact, Taisus and the Russian Erevin, what do you mean? Here by Sukkah, it can't be after three mechitzas, because then you already have all the mechitzas you need. Elamai, you only have two mechitzas come in gam. So you see that the machalik is Rav and Shmuel is in the case you have two mechitzas come in gam. So the Stifler says the Teretz, that the Rif and the Rambam hold that you say pitikra on one mechitza that you need. Not a matter of how many mechitzas you have, it's a matter of how many chitzes you don't have. So by Shabbos, where it's only mutter to carry if you have four mechitzes, so then you only say pitikra on the fourth side. But by Sukkah, where it's a perfectly good sukkah with even three mechitzes, so then you could say mechitzah, then you say pitikra when you have two mechitzes. But that's the Gemara's chiddush, by zeh keneged zeh, then you don't say pitikra, because that's a new psul of mefulash. But when you have two mechitzes given gam by Sukkah, so then you'd say pitikra, because all you need is one mechitza. So Taisus says, no, once you see you say two mechitzas come in gam, so who done by Shabbos? Because he always is telling how many mechitzas you have. Once you see two mechitzas in gam is good enough, so by Shabbos also two mechitzas in gam is good enough. But in the Rif and the Rambam, it's telling how many mechitzas you're missing. By Shabbos, you need all four, otherwise you can't carry if it's paras muluy on the fourth side. So Mela, you only say pitikra on one side. Here, you say taka pitikra on one side, and that's good enough, because three mechitzas is good enough to be a sukkah.